Let me take you to the surface of Mars for a moment, because what the Curiosity rover found this week is genuinely puzzling, even to the people who study Mars for a living. NASA scientists have identified a vast honeycomb-shaped terrain, thousands of polygonal fractures covering an area that has no parallel anywhere else on the planet. The scientists' language in the announcement is careful. They explicitly say they cannot yet explain how these structures formed. Polygonal fracture patterns on Earth usually indicate freeze-thaw cycles or desiccation, either water that froze and cracked rock, or wet sediment that dried and cracked. On Mars, both mechanisms are possible, but the scale here is beyond what either process typically produces.
The James Webb Space Telescope, finding that Neptune's inner moons appear to be remnants of destroyed ancient worlds, adds a chapter to a story about our solar system that keeps getting more violent the more we look at it. Caltech researchers found clay minerals on three of Neptune's small inner moons, Naiad, Thalassa, and Despina, and clay minerals form in the presence of liquid water. The inference is that these moons were once part of a much larger body, or bodies, that broke apart in some ancient catastrophic event. They're not moons that formed where we find them, they're debris.
China completing the world's largest fusion magnet, a 582-ton superconducting magnet for its next-generation tokamak, is a technological milestone that lands differently given the Commonwealth fusion rays we discussed earlier. The magnet surpasses the equivalent component being built for ITER, the International Fusion Project that involves 35 countries. China is now demonstrably leading on at least this specific fusion hardware metric. The geopolitical dimension of that is uncomfortable for the ITER partnership, which has spent decades positioning international collaboration as the path to fusion power.
Commonwealth fusion in the U.S., China's state program, ITER as an international project, we now have three credible paths toward fusion commercialization operating in parallel, with different funding models, different timelines, and different stakeholder structures. The question of who gets to fusion first has strategic implications well beyond energy. Fusion powers submarines, fusion powers space propulsion. Fusion changes the entire calculus of energy independence that currently drives so much of what we discussed in the Iran segment.
The laser survey revealing a lost Amazon civilization is archaeology at a scale that paper maps never permitted. LIDAR, light detection and ranging, can penetrate forest canopy to image ground-level features. And what researchers found beneath the Bolivian Amazon were the remnants of an urban network that housed millions of people with roads, reservoirs, and monumental architecture. The implication for how we understand pre-Columbian population density is significant. Prior estimates were constrained by what survives visible above the canopy line.
The Einstein hat tile physics finding is the kind of story that starts in pure mathematics and ends in materials science applications. University of Tokyo researchers fabricated nanoscale versions of the hat tile, a single 13-sided shape that tiles a plane aperiodically, meaning it never repeats, and discovered that this structure produces what they call chiral light diffraction patterns that haven't been documented before. Chirality in light is relevant to quantum computing, optical sensing, and molecular biology. The applications are speculative at this stage, but a new diffraction phenomenon is genuinely novel.
NASA setting coverage for the August 12th total solar eclipse is the lighter note in this segment, but it's worth mentioning because a total solar eclipse visible from North America generates genuine scientific opportunity. During totality, the solar corona becomes visible, allowing direct imaging of plasma structures that are otherwise drowned out by the sun's surface brightness. NASA has coordinated observation campaigns planned along the path of totality,